migrational background. I don't want to hear that anymore.
They think that everyone living in Germany who is not really looking German has a migration background. But these people are living here for generation, and this is not about migration background.
Typical German is nothing people think. It's not things like Bavarian people and Oktoberfest and drinking beer.
Sezen Tatlije, Gözde Bödü, and Jörg Wachsmuth are three members of the association Typisch Deutsch, which means typically German. Many of the young adults in this group have international roots, and they want to show that being German is not limited to the usual stereotypes. Their first manifesto was a video with a simple structure. Members introduce themselves, adding the line, "I'm typically German." Thousands of people have watched it so far.
Ich heiße Max Pöppel und ich bin typisch deutsch.
Ich heiße Martin Hjon und ich bin typisch deutsch.
Mein Name ist Abdullah Inche und ich bin typisch deutsch.
Ich bin Pastor Joshua.
So many different names, so many different colors, so many different people are part of Germany, and this is typically German for me.
This is Sezen Tatlije. She came up with the idea of getting people together to start the association Typisch Deutsch.
We want to start a debate about what's being perceived as being German and what actually is Germanness in the 21st century, because we think Germanness is changing constantly.
When Cezanne spent a year in the United States, she realized her own country has a lot to be proud of.
When I was in the US, everybody was praising the US, and I loved it there too. But actually, I was just thinking, my country is so much more about equal rights and so much more social and so much more helping and giving. Especially in the healthcare system and all these things. So I was like, that's when my patriotism really arose, and that's what we need to bring to Germany. It's just a positive, light version of patriotism, because this word has a very strong meaning, and you cannot say this word everywhere. But I think it's easier for me to say it because I don't have parents or grandparents who were part of the Holocaust.
After World War II, Germans never say, "We're proud, we are Germans." We say, "Okay, we live in Germany or we're from Germany," but we never say, "I'm German." When we, as Germans, can't say things like this, how should someone who comes from another country say, "I'm German"?
For the new generation, the German identity complex just described by Jörg is not as strong as it used to be. But how about people like Gözde, who spent many years of her childhood in Turkey, but most of her life in Berlin? Does she identify with Germany?
In a globalized world, to define the belonging to a nation is one of the very difficult things our generation suffers from, I think. I feel like Gözde, but depends on the situation. Sometimes I feel very German. The other moment, I feel very Turkish. When it comes to emotions, especially, I feel very Turkish. And sometimes I even feel British, because my stepfather is British. So it doesn't really depend on from where you come. It's more about who you are and how open you are.
When you know where your roots are, and I mean Germany with this, if I know I'm an important and very strong part of the society and I can put my roots here, then it's not a problem to grow like a tree and lean to different countries and learn other things and inherit them as well. But you have to know where your root is. No tree can grow without having strong roots. And for me, of course, one part of my roots is Arabic, one part of my roots is Turkish, but the main part of those many, many, many roots that I have is German, because I was born and raised here, I was socialized here.
Not only do the members of Typisch Deutsch allow themselves to be proud of their country, they also organized events to encourage children from difficult backgrounds to pursue their dreams and disregard any social stigma which may arise from their family's origins. As Cezanne explains,
we are really trying to give the next generation the feeling of, you are a part of this country, and you're not only just a part, you are very important to us. Everything you do is important for the whole society. And this is the first time that those guys hear that.
Another part of their self-assigned task is to rethink the terminology which is commonly used in the German media. They reject words like integration and assimilation, as Gözde says.
there were so many negative debates about the word assimilation and so many negative discourses on the word integration that we try to use words like inclusion, which is more open.
In Germany, another designation typically used is people with a migration background. To replace this, Typisch Deutsch introduced the expressions New Germans and Old Germans.
I founded those words, New German and Old German, because I wanted to have a bridge from the migrational background debate to have one day the status where we can just say, I'm German, everybody. But it's not that easy. You cannot start this from today to tomorrow. People will not accept. But when we change the culture in our society with Old Germans and New Germans, then one day we will have this status where everybody just says, I'm German, and also can say, I'm proud to be German. This is my country. I love my country. Yes, I know what happened in the past. And yes, I acknowledge what happened in the past. And I take full responsibility. And because I take this full responsibility, I have the strength to say that I'm proud because of that.
And it works. We see that it works. Other foundations, important journalists, and governmental associations, they all use the term New German, and we are so happy about that, that they use it. And I think we're changing something, and this is the most important thing for us, I think. We just want to change, a positive change, and it's working out.
Elisabeth Grenier, DW, Berlin.